CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan, writing global opinion for The Washington Post. A remark by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, about U.S. and China. He said that it is important to avoid at all cost a Cold War. That's a quote. Avoid at all cost a Cold War. Josh, a very good evening to you. Cold War is language from the 20th century. Right now, the President of the United States says he wants to avoid a Cold War. In his remarks, the Secretary General of the United Nations said avoid a Cold War. Do we have similar language or indication from the General Secretary of the Communist Party, Xi Jinping?
Well, good evening, John. Well, you know, it was the Chinese government's mantra for many, many years that we should avoid a Cold War, and still and remains to this day. It's the way that they dissuade people who want to confront this Chinese Communist Party's bad behavior from increasing the pressure and costs on the Chinese system for that bad behavior. Essentially, what the Chinese have always said, well, if you're going to confront us on things like human rights, economic aggression, military expansion, interference in free and open societies, then you're asking for a Cold War. It was half a warning and half a threat. And what's remarkable is that now that language has been adopted by the head of the UN and the president of the United States, but in a different way. You know, when President Biden says, let's avoid a Cold War, he's calling on both sides to change their policies, not just for us to step back from any confrontation of any of the Chinese government's actions. He's actually looking for a new paradigm, and he's pretty specific about what he wants that paradigm to be. The Biden administration for 9 months now has been pitching this idea of a U.S.-China relationship that's equal parts of confrontation, competition, and cooperation. In other words, can we walk and chew gum at the same time? Can we stand up for the things that we believe in and still do business and engage with China where we have overlapping interests? And I think the Biden administration has engaged in that proposal in good faith. The point that I made in the Washington Post column this week was that there's no sign that the Chinese government is interested in changing its behavior one iota. In fact, they've doubled down on all of their aggression and repression since the Biden administration has come in. So while both sides are saying the same thing, we don't want a Cold War, only one side, that's the Biden administration side, is actually willing to change its behavior to avoid that eventuality. And what I argue is that, well, it takes two sides to avoid a Cold War. And if the Xi Jinping regime is not interested in avoiding one, then we're not going to be able to avoid one, so we might as well prepare for it.
Does the Biden administration have an explanation for the bad acting by the chief Chinese diplomat, Wang Yi, when he was rude towards the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor, when his department was rude towards the Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, when elements of the Chinese leadership were rude and what you'd have to say at this point, inexplicably rude towards John Kerry, who traveled to China about climate change. Is there an explanation in Washington for all that bad acting?
Yes. What Biden administration officials will say, and what I think there's a lot of truth to, is the notion that inside the Chinese system, Xi Jinping has consolidated power and there's no room for dissent, and the foreign ministry has been reduced to a propaganda organ. And those diplomats, even up to the level of Wang Yi, the foreign minister, Yang Jishi, the other guy who they always throw at the barbarians, it's assumed that they don't have any room to maneuver, that they're not allowed to say anything but what will please Xi Jinping, that they're performing for an audience of one. What that tells us is that they're essentially useless as interlocutors. And I think that's right. And I think that's why President Biden called Xi Jinping directly, but unfortunately Xi Jinping didn't give him any other message. As far as we can tell, he reinforced the message, which is that no, China is not going to change its behavior. The West has to change its behavior, and the West has to shut up about the things that China is doing, both internally and around the world. And, you know, that's a non-starter because, of course, President Biden is looking for a compromise. He's looking for a reset. And, he's not going to be able politically to just, try to ignore all of China's aggression and internal, repression for the next 4 years. It's not politically palatable. So that therein lies the problem, is that, you know, as much as we see what we see in public from China in terms of their belligerence and their rejection of any outreach or any detente is exactly what they think in private, and that there probably isn't a lot of room to negotiate with them. And that's not a good thing. That's a terrible thing, but it's the honest analysis, and it should inform our response.
In these last hours and days, there are two details that perhaps are part of this conversation. One, the news that the senior executive of Huawei, Meng, will be released from, I believe, 3 years of house arrest, and she will be free to go home to China. This was a matter for the Trump administration seeking to charge the executive with dual use violations of sanctions. At the same time, we learned that Evergrande, a large property developer, is being allowed to drift, or we don't really know, but there's turmoil in all of the markets. Are these two things related to the president's recommendation that he's going to practice relentless diplomacy? I can't interpret them, Josh. However, maybe you have heard that the president is attaching significance to either event.
You know, I think one is an internal issue and one is an international issue. They're only related in the sense that they're both managed singularly by the top level of the CCP, especially Xi Jinping and his closest cohorts. In other words, you know, the case of the Huawei CFO being detained in Canada for 3 years awaiting fighting U.S. extradition was a major irritant in the relationship. And, you know, it's not the Trump administration was actually trying to negotiate her release, but they were trying to get something for it. They were trying to negotiate it on better terms. And what it appears is that the Biden administration is essentially releasing her with a slap on the wrist, which means that it's yet another concession to Xi Jinping without getting really anything to show for it. And, you know, on the economic side, I think you have a similar dynamic in the sense that, you know, whatever is going on with the real estate market, it seems like it's another example of the increasing control of the party leaders in Beijing. And, you know, they're going to sacrifice economic progress and let this real estate bubble pop in a way that suits them and in a way that they can control. And, you know, the implications that has for international investors, they don't give one darn about, and that's increasingly clear. So, you know, it's just a series of interactions that are connected in the sense that we're dealing with a Xi Jinping regime that's more recalcitrant, more manipulative, tougher to deal with on all issues, and that's getting worse according to all of the data and according to all of the signs that we see. And you know, that should inform us to respond in a way that recognizes that this sort of idea that if we make concessions that they're going to redound back to our benefit in some way is really false. And, you know, that's not an optimistic view. It's just a realistic one, and that Xi Jinping is cracking down externally and internally. And, you know, we're going to see that he's going to press us on all fronts, and we'll see where the Biden administration gives in and where it doesn't.
We have 30 seconds, Josh. Is AUKUS Cold War, the Australia-United Kingdom-United States,
you know,
deal?
I think it's a step towards restoring deterrence, a small step at that. I don't think the new challenge with China will be the same as the Cold War because of our deep interconnectedness and the immense power of the Chinese economy. We're going to have to come up with a different name, and it's not going to be based on submarines or islands. It's going to be based on ideological, economic, and technological competition.
Josh Rogan, Global Opinions for the Washington Post, not Cold War. This is CBS on Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Did
data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.